A Barrel of Fun, starring Charlie Ruggles.
Come to the Barrel of Fun. Come, let's put old Doom on the run. Come back with old Charlie Ruggles. Drop all your worries and troubles. Come to the Barrel of Fun. Come to the Barrel of Fun.
Welcome to another gala evening in the Barrel of Fun with Benny Rubin, Verna Felton, Sarah Berner, Jerry Hausner, Hanley Stafford, Linda Ware and the Sportsman, and Dave Rose and his orchestra. We open the program with The Sky Without the Stars. Take it away, Dave.
I'm like the sky without the stars, dear, when I'm away from you. What good is the sky without the stars, dear? What good am I without you? There's an empty place in my heart, no smile to cheer me. Just an empty space when I see that you're not near me. I'm just like the sky without the stars, dear, when I'm away from you.
Your genial host, Charlie Ruggles.
Well, good evening, everybody. Oh, my, certainly good to be back in the Barrel of Fun again. You know, I went on a little camping trip last week with Edgar, my head waiter. there's nothing like the great outdoors, you know. I'd been itching for months to go. But after rolling in that poison ivy, I guess I'll be itching for months to come. Edgar's a great one to go camping with. Oh, really. His idea of roughing it was to sleep in sleeveless pajamas. Yeah, the first morning at camp, Edgar stumbled on some empty milk cans, and he yelled, "Hey, Charlie, look, I found a cow's nest." Yeah, well, the real thrill, of course, of camping outdoors is to get up at daybreak, take a cold plunge in the lake, and then a 3-mile hike before breakfast. The next time I go camping, I must try that. The place where we camped was full of mosquitoes, you see. When we pitched our tent, I heard one mosquito say to another, "Here's a couple of city guys, let's stick them for the drinks." We did a lot of big game hunting, though, yeah. Yeah, we tracked some mountain lions, and we were very lucky. Yeah, we didn't come across any. And then I spent 2 days on the trail of a buck. Finally, I wired a friend of mine in Hollywood, and he sent me the money. My hunting trip wasn't entirely fruitless, though. I shot a wildcat one night in my pajamas. What it was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know. But all in all, we had a very nice time. All except the trip back. We got in a little jam in a little hick town called Squirtville Corners. Believe me, this town was so small, they painted "Come Again" on the back of the welcome sign. Yeah, they even had to stand the rhubarb on end to keep it in the city limits. Well, have a good time tonight, everyone, and don't forget the beer. It's good for you and very nourishing, as it contains hops and yeast. So let's all hops over to the bar and drink at yeast 2 glasses. Edgar.
Yes, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, come into the office, will you? I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Edgar, listen. I want you to be very careful who you let in here to see me tonight, see? Because I'm worried.
Yeah, what's up, boss?
Well, I don't know. A man has been shadowing me for days.
Gee, you're lucky. I wish I had someone to shadow me on these hot days.
Yeah. Oh. Now, that's very, very clever repartee, Edgar. Very clever.
Well, thanks, boss. A lot of people think I'm quite a wit.
Yes, I'm half inclined to agree with them. But, Edgar, listen, I'm worried about this man that's been following me. Every time I look around, there he is. I wish he was the little man who wasn't there.
Hello, Mr. Ruggles.
Oh, hello. Hello, Linda.
Where's Mrs. Davenport tonight?
Well, Linda, she won't be here tonight. She had a little accident today. She was hanging some pictures and fell off the ladder.
Oh, my. Really? Did the fall hurt her much?
No, it didn't hurt her much, but it injured her somewhat and bruised her otherwise.
Oh, well, I'll see you later.
Yes, do. Uh-uh. Edgar, see who it is, will you? Yeah. And I'll hide behind this screen. And if it's anyone you don't know, tell them I've gone away.
Where?
Well, I don't care. Anywhere. But to Australia.
Yes, sir. Well, how do you do? How do you do? What can I do for you, sir?
I want to teach Charlie Wuggles.
He's not in. He left for Australia today. I expect him in tomorrow night, though.
Are you kidding, Australia? Now, ain't that just too bad? He must have gone all the way over there to see me. I'm his cousin.
His cousin from Australia? Well, come right in. I'll see if he's back yet.
Okey-dokey.
Oh, Mr. Ruggles, come out wherever you are. It's your cousin from Australia.
Yeah, Australia? I don't have any cousin in Australia.
Are you Charlie Wuggles of the movie?
Yes.
Charlie Wuggles of the radio?
Yes.
Would you mind signing this for me?
Oh, now I recognize you. You're the fellow who's been following me for 3 days. Why, it's a pleasure to give you my autograph. Here.
Thanks, it's a pleasure to give you this summons. Here.
Yeah, but... A summons? What for?
For speeding through Squirtsville Corners.
Yeah, but we weren't speeding. The speed limit in that town is 30 miles an hour.
Not on a tidewalk, buddy.
Edgar, didn't you mail the fine for that speeding charge?
Oh, sure.
Did you put a stamp on the envelope?
Oh, I didn't have to. I slipped it in the letterbox when nobody was looking.
Edgar, your head is just like your heart. Big, roomy, and soft.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Ruggles. You can always plead insanity.
Yeah, I can, but I'm afraid they might believe me. Now, look here, Mr. Process Server. You can't serve me with this summons. It's silly.
Yes, I know, but it's a living. I get $2 for it.
Oh. How much time do I have to answer it?
Let's see. I'd say about 3 minutes.
Yeah, three... What do you mean, 3 minutes? How can I get to Squirtville in 3 minutes?
Well, the judge is set up court out here in the banquet room. He's all ready for you now.
You mean I don't have to go to Squirtville? You mean they brought the Squirtville right to me here?
Yeah, they brought it right here. I thought I skipped the line there.
And the judge has set up the court in the banquet room? He's going to try a whole trial here? Well, isn't that irregular?
Well, the judge likes beer.
Yeah, but I'd rather postpone it until I can go to Squirtville.
You better not wait, Ruggles. The judge is he's not in a very good mood today. He might only fine you. Tomorrow, he's liable to send you to jail.
Oh, I see. That sounds like a weather forecast. Fine today, cooler tomorrow.
Well, don't you worry, Mr. Ruggles. I'll be your star witness.
Yeah, that's just what does worry me. Have you ever appeared as a witness in a suit before, Edgar?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, what suit was that?
My blue serge pencil stripe.
Oh, about that.
Come on, Ruggles. The judge is waiting in the banquet room.
All right.
Oh, Mr. Ruggles, do you have time to introduce my song now?
No, I haven't, Linda. You let Art Gilmore do it for you, will you? I'm about to say good morning to a judge, you know.
And now Miss Linda Ware and the Sportsman singing, Wasn't It You?
Wasn't it you who wakened my lonely heart? Wasn't it you who showed me a world apart? Hasn't it all been thrilling, living from kiss to kiss? And weren't you more than willing to keep it forever like this? Wasn't it you who planned each exciting day? Heaven for two, and didn't you lead the way? Wasn't it you who said our love would never die? Can it be you now saying goodbye?
Wasn't it you who planned each exciting day? Heaven for two, and didn't you lead the way?
wasn't it you who said our love would never die? Can it be you now say goodbye? No.
Okey-dokey, Judgy. I saved Walkers with the salmon.
Good. Now watch me separate him from some money. Oh, here he is now.
All right, Walkers. Step up before the judge and state your name and address.
Yes, certainly. I certainly will. My name is Charlie Ruggles, Barrel of Fun.
I'm Judge Squirt of Squirtville.
Judge who?
Squirt. Of Squirtville.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad to know you, Squirt. Judge.
Ruggles, I've been looking over your record, and I decided to dismiss this speeding charge against you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Judge. But why are you so good to me?
Because there's another charge against you of killing a chicken. And I can make more money on that one. Ruggles, you are now before the bar.
Well, what'll you have, Judge?
Make mine short beer. Hey! This is a bar of justice. Ruggles, I warn you, anything you say now will be held against you.
Anything I say will be held against me?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Carol Lombard.
Don't blame you. This court is now in session. First, Ruggles, you've got a post bond with the bail clerk.
I see. Well, where is he?
Right here. I'm bail clerk. $10 bail.
Have you changed for a 20?
Is that a 20?
Yeah.
$20 bail.
Now, wait a minute, Judge. Wait a minute now. Why can't we hold this trial in Squirtville?
Because we ain't got a courthouse in Squirtville.
No courthouse?
Well, we used to have one, but the boys whittled it down. Okay, Ruggles, we'll proceed with the trial.
Now, but wait a minute. Why can't I just pay for the chicken? Why do we have to have a trial?
Because according to Ordinance Number 77B, which I wrote myself, the loser has to pay the court costs. Oh. Well, who's your attorney, Ruggles?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to defend myself. I studied law in college.
Oh, are you a college man, Ruggles?
I certainly am. Vassar, 26. Yeah.
Well, let's get on with this trial.
Yeah, but this is all so irregular. We haven't even picked a jury.
Oh, yes, I have. Brought 12 of my cousins all the way from Squirtville.
You brought your own jury?
Yep, and they'll only cost you $2 a day.
Yeah, you mean if I lose the case?
Want to make a little side bet? Before we proceed, Ruggles, I want to know something.
What?
Do you want to challenge any member of the jury?
Well, I think I can lick that little guy over there in the end.
I object!
Yeah, you object. You object. Well, who are you?
Ezra Squirt.
He's my cousin, twice removed.
Yeah, well, I wish you'd remove him again.
I'm the prosecuting attorney.
He could have been my son if I'd married his mother instead of my wife. And if I had it to do all over again, I would. Proceed, Mr. Prosecutor.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't we going to have someone take notes at this trial?
Oh, yeah.
Sherry!
Yes, Your Honor!
Ruggles, this is my daughter. Sherry Squirt.
Sherry, yeah. My goodness, place is full of squirts, isn't it? Miss Squirt, can you take notes of this trial, all right?
Oh, sure. How do you want it, in dictation?
Well, we can try it that way. Your Honor, this case is purely one of circumstantial evidence. And I... Have you got that so far, Miss Squirt?
Haven't even got a pencil.
Well, here's a pencil.
Oh, thanks. Oh, shucks, it's a short pencil.
Well, what's the matter? Can't you write shorthand with a short pencil?
No, I can write longhand with a short pencil or shorthand with a long pencil. Which one did you prefer?
Well, what can you do with a pen?
Keep pigs in it.
Never mind. Just take a piece of chalk and make notes on the floor. That'll be fine.
Okay.
$10 for wasting the court's time. Mr. Prosecutor, proceed with the case.
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Ruggles, take stand. Ruggles, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, after those limitations he put on me, I can't say a thing.
$10 for refusing to answer the court.
Yeah, but say, now wait a minute, what is this?
Mr. Ruggles, on the day in question, according to Exhibit A, did you or did you know? Answer yes or not.
I refuse to answer until I consult my lawyer.
Ain't you your own lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, when are you going to consult yourself?
Well, I don't know. I have an appointment with myself at 9 tomorrow, but I'm afraid I can't keep it.
Silence in the courtroom! Oh, broke my gavel. Sherry, let me use your heel.
I can't. He's back in Squirtville.
Never mind. I'll use my sheriff's whistle.
What's the matter? Are you the sheriff of Squirtville, too?
Yep. Mayor appointed me.
Who's the mayor?
I am.
It's a wonder you're not the dog catcher, too.
I used to be, but I had to give it up.
Yeah, why?
I caught the dog. Proceed with the testimony.
All right.
When you address this court, address me as your honor. Understand?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, dear.
Let's get on with this case. Proceed with the cross-examination, Ruggles.
Very well. Now, your honor, where were you on the night of July 13th?
July 13th? Let's see now. That was the night a horse was stolen from... It's a lie!
Aha! You see, Sarah, make a note of that. Make a note of that, Sarah. It's your witness, Mr. Prosecutor.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I'd like to have Ruggles tell us in his own words exactly what happened.
Well, I was driving along, minding my own business, when this chicken starts to cross the road.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get on the other side. Yeah. Mr. Bone, who that lady I saw you with last night?
Why, that was no lady. That was the night before last.
Hey! Will you two minstrel men get on with this case?
Oh, excuse us, the case, yes. Well, as soon as I saw the chicken on the road, I jammed on my brakes.
What happened?
Too late. CP, chicken patty.
Why didn't you turn out and drive round the chicken?
Well, I was short of gas.
And that's exactly what happened?
Yeah, well, it's a thumbnail description.
Ruggles, your story had a very hollow ring to it.
Well, it should. I'm speaking on an empty stomach.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm hungry, too. Court adjourned for steaks and beer.
Yeah, now, wait. Steaks and beer? Steaks and beer, no less. Well, what do you think of that? Well, how would you like them?
Well, you can make mine thick and rare.
Make mine thicker and rarer.
Just send the steer through and I'll bite it on the run.
Of course, you know, Judge. You know, all of this will be on me, huh?
Oh, bribery, huh? That'll cost you another 10.
Why couldn't I keep my big mouth shut?
Old MacDonald had a farm,
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm he had some chicks,
E-I-E-I-O.
With a chick-chick here
and a chick-chick there,
here a chick,
there a chick, everywhere a chick-chick.
Old MacDonald had a farm,
E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a farm,
doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
And on this farm he had some ducks,
doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
With a quack-quack here
and a quack-quack there,
here a quack,
there a quack, everywhere a quack-quack.
Chick-chick here
and a chick-chick there,
here a chick,
there a chick, everywhere a chick-chick.
Old MacDonald had a farm,
doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Old MacDonald had a farm, and on this farm he had some turkey.
With a gobble, 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 quack, 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 chick, 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 chick.
Old MacDonald had a 60-acre farm, and on this farm he had some.
One fine day
he ordered one mechanical cow, 'cause he's a modern farmer now.
When the apparatus came,
cog wheels, motors, and a mammoth train, he put it together and pulled the switch. It shuddered and shook and started to twitch.
Bing,
clang,
bing,
clang,
bing,
clang,
bing,
clang,
boom.
But no milk did he get, no, not a drop did he get. And on this farm he has some chicks,
and he has some ducks and turkeys too.
And now he's added a mechanical cow, but no milk does he get.
And though he's trying, yet
no milk will he ever get. E-I-E-I-O.
Thank you.
now in session. Lend me your toothpick, Ezra. All right, proceed with the proceedings.
Your Honor, I propose to show that the defendant, Charlie Ruggles, was driving his car with last year's license.
Well, I was driving last year's car.
That'll cost you another $10, Ruggles. Sherry!
Yeah!
How much have we taken in so far?
$80, Your Honor.
Well, not bad. We'll soon have enough to build a new Squirtville courthouse. Gonna put a roof on it this time. All right, any more witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor. Edgar Doolittle, take the stand.
Yes, sir.
Edgar, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing like the truth?
You mean like we rehearsed it?
Yeah. Object!
Objection sustained. Proceed.
Now, Edgar, I want you to listen to the question very carefully. I slowed down when I saw the chicken, didn't I?
Object! The question is irrelevant, immaterial, and incompetent.
Objection sustained.
All right, I'll reframe the question. Edgar, did I slow down when I saw the chicken?
Yes, sir.
Then what?
Then you asked her if she was going our way.
No, not that chicken, you stoop.
What was this chicken's phone number?
Yep, I object. It's irrelevant, immaterial, and Englewood 341 ring 2.
Clerk, make a note of that number and mark it Exhibit B. I'll study it further tomorrow night.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, where were we? Clerk, read back the transcript of the witness's testimony.
Oh, I didn't get any of it.
You didn't get it? Well, what have you been writing all this time?
Just some free verse. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, well, so long as it's free, go ahead.
All right. Shall I recite it with gestures?
No. Just recite it alone.
All right. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. It ain't fair.
Very good, Sherry. Very good. All right. Any more witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor. My star witness, the woman who owned the deceased chicken.
Aha, the star witness, huh? The woman who owned the deceased chicken. Aha. So you do admit the chicken was sick. All right. Will you please take the stand, madam?
I got the stand. And I'd like to see anybody take it away from me.
Madam, do you promise not to falsify, to watch your veracity, and to avoid all fabrication?
I do not. Not until I find out what those words mean.
I object.
Shut up. Go on with the witness.
All right, I will. Madam, were you the sole owner of this chicken?
Well, no. My husband owned part of it.
Which part?
I object.
Objection sustained.
I take it, madam, that you are married?
Yes.
To whom are you married?
My husband, that's to whom.
Well, now, isn't that a coincidence? What is your name, madam?
Used to be Smith, but now it's the same as my husband.
Your Honor, I make a motion this witness be dismissed on the grounds that she's irrelevant, incompetent, and slap-happy.
I object. You can't talk that way about my wife.
Your wife? Is she your wife? Oh, what's happening to me shouldn't happen to a dog.
$10 for contempt to the judge's wife.
Make it 5 more, dear. I need a new hat.
Yeah. Well, how are you fixed for shoes?
Oh, she can use them, too. That's 20 altogether. Proceed with the questioning, Ruggles.
Proceed? What do you mean, proceed? Every time I open my mouth, money comes out. Madam, can I reimburse you for the loss of your chicken before the judge hits the jackpot?
Well, it ain't the chicken so much. But now that she's gone, Elmer's heartbroken.
Yeah, who's Elmer? Your son?
No, the rooster. He's heartbroken. He don't crow no more.
Ruggles, for alienating the affections of Elmer, $10. Continue, dear. We ain't reached our quota yet.
Well, because Elmer didn't crow the next morning, Hiram overslept. Because Hiram overslept, Henrietta wasn't milked. Because Henrietta wasn't milked, the milk train didn't stop at Squirtville. Because the milk train didn't stop, it ran into the Limited at the junction. And because the Limited was wrecked, I didn't get the Sunday funnies. And now I'll never know what happened to little orphan Nanny.
Now, you see that, Judge? You can see for yourself, Your Honor. This man, Ruggles, is a menace to society. A one-man crime wave and a bad boy. Prosecution rests.
Yeah, well, the defense also rests. My feet hurt.
Gentlemen of the jury, You have heard both sides of this case, the truth and Ruggles' version. I want you to give it careful and studied deliberation. Remember, justice must triumph. So take your time, Mr. Foreman.
Yes, Your Honor.
You'll now retire and reach a verdict.
Your Honor, we've reached a verdict.
My goodness, how time flies. It seems they were in there every bit of 2 seconds.
Gentlemen of the jury, what's your verdict?
We find the defendant, Charlie Ruggles, guilty of scrambling eggs on a public highway.
What?
Anything else?
Yes, Judge, we find you guilty of allowing a chicken on the streets without a license.
What?
Now, Judge, don't get excited.
And the jury recommends 60 days on the road, gang. 30 days apiece.
Well, Judge, it looks like we both go to jail. I guess this is what's known as a two-way stretch. Court's adjourned.
It's nice out here in the country. Ain't it, Ruggles?
Yes, 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 Judge, it is.
This is going to be a swell vacation for us.
Since when is making little ones out of big ones a vacation?
Oh, don't worry, Ruggles. We'll be out of here soon. My wife is going to bake a cake with a file in it and send it to us.
Now, what do we do with it? Eat the cake and saw our way out with the file, or eat the file and batter our way out with the cake? Well, good night, folks.
This is Art Gilmore inviting you to join us again next week for another Barrel of Fun.